It's Paddle Beaters!
Hello and welcome to the Paddle Beaters podcast. My name is Quinn McDonald.
I'm Gary Delaney, hello.
Basically what you're about to hear, me and Gary spend far too much time in a car together, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And flatmates for years, so it gets to bickering and resentment very quickly.
Yeah, and what we've basically, bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show. And this is what we're doing. We've invited several of our friends along, some of the best comics on the British comedy circuit, because we don't hang out with ordinary people, we don't know them. None of them know where to get good gangsters. We've recorded the show live in great places like the Comedy Store Manchester and the Stand Newcastle. We do them there once a month for the next few months, and then we're doing one-offs at the Sheffield Comedy Festival and the Birmingham Comedy Festival, at the Last Laugh in Sheffield and the Birmingham Glee Club, respectively.
And these are the highlights that we've put together for everyone to listen to. So, and obviously, we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny, because yeah, we've got control of the edit.
Well, yeah, not all of them. I have some kind of a show.
Quave sometimes leaves in my rubbish bits to embarrass me, because he does the edit.
Yeah. Speaking of extra bits, there are the Too Rude for School part. Basically, there's some bits that we're not putting into this part. So what we're doing with that stuff, just the extras, if you join it to our main list of panelbeaterscomedy.com, all we'll do is we'll send you a mail like once a month telling you when the next shows are going to be. And if you sign up there, we will send you a link to our occasional extra podcast where we'll have the rude stuff that you can't blame us for being rude because we specifically warned you. But outside of that, unless you're my Matt, you won't be that offended by what you're about to hear. Probably. So
It's nothing that comics consider offensive. We're only giving the warning because we know that a comics barometer of this is slightly off compared to normal people. Otherwise, we wouldn't bother.
Yeah. I mean, the worst word you can't say on television, my mother now says that because she picked it up from me accidentally in a conversation.
Are we thinking of the same word here?
Worst one you can't say on television. My mother now thinks that's the same as Egypt. And nobody's... We're all too scared to tell her otherwise. Anyway, this is probably not entirely relevant for this. Anyway, listen, enjoy this. This one is recorded live at the Newcastle Stand back in July. So, you know, back in the days when Brexit was a thing.
There's quite a lot of Brexit and of everything was moving very fast. You know, so like everyone had just resigned and blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we like to mature our topical jokes.
What we do is we lock those topical jokes away for 2 months. And release them in September when nobody cares about them.
It's a fine line between topical jokes and nostalgia. And that's pretty much what we were going for there. So yeah. I think we've nailed that.
Welcome to Do You Remember 2016? anyway, enjoy. See you. Bye-bye. Live from the Stand Newcastle, it's Paddle Beaters! And please welcome to the stage your three contestants! Okay, that bit was shit. We have to do that bit again. What, we're doing that again. Live from the Stand Newcastle, it's Panel Beaters! I'm your host, Quive MacDonald. Let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one.
Yes, I'm Gavin Webster. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a dad. I'm registered blind, and I know I don't know how I pulled that one off. No, I'm deaf and dumb, and I managed to overcome that terrible obstacle by learning how to talk and listen.
Thank you very much, contestant number one. Contestant number two.
Hello, I'm Denise Ochapanda. I'm a comedian from Malawi in Africa, and I milk that for all it's worth, okay? At any point where I can't think of a snappy answer, I'm going to Africa, so just be ready.
And he has to say that now, otherwise on the podcast, it'll just sound like he's really racist.
Exactly. Yes, I'm a black African, just so you know.
Spoilers. Contestant number three.
Oh, hello. My name's Gary Delaney, and I've currently got a stalker, but you probably can't tell because I'm sitting behind a desk.
Thank you very much, our three contestants. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have our judge for the evening. Obviously, Rob Mulholland, you met earlier on in the first half of the show. He went home. He's got a very sick hamster to take care of. But please welcome to the stage our judge for the evening, and it has to be said, life in general. Please welcome to the stage the Grim Reaper, Death! Yeah. Someone booed there. That's a dangerous thing to try.
Was that the fucking tax inspector?
For people listening on a podcast, there's a tax inspector in the front row. There's a German in the second row. There's a lady from Denmark in the third row. All of those things may become relevant at some point in the evening. Anyway, Death, I do apologise. How are you? You well?
Pretty good, mate. Having the year of my life.
Gone pretty good. I met Prince.
Nice.
That's great. Pretty exciting.
How was he?
Well, not great when he saw me. To be honest, his singing days were over, but...
Everyone else can see death, can't they? It's not just me, because that'd be really worrying.
Yeah, it's just I'm a lot closer to you than most other people.
We'll test our buzzers and see what we've got.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Gary's buzzer. Ding dong. Okay, nice. Yep. Bill, that's Lizzo. That's... Gav's got the honky. Okie dokie. Death, what, you've got a buzzer as well. I'm not entirely sure why, but have a go.
I don't need it.
Well, have a go anyway. Not really setting the mood death normally does, is it?
I feel like it's undermining me, if anything.
That sounds like you've just come for Zebedee. Either our Oscar Pistorius is having a bad day.
Oh, my old buddy Oscar. Oh, yeah. We've hung out.
Round one is the elevator pitch round, where I'm going to shout out some concept, and the guys have to give, have like 10 seconds to give me their big idea for it. It'll all become clear. Question one. Gentlemen, pitch me your ideas for things we should have a referendum on.
We should have a referendum on whether a public vote by people who don't necessarily understand the repercussions of their decisions is a responsible way to make a decision.
I think you're taking this question far too seriously, to be honest with you. He really is trying to get question time. They will not have him. It's not fair. They had Russell Cade last week. Who's left that's not been on?
Don't worry, Dilly. So I've got Lenny Henry lined up. You'll soon be in.
Wow. Next question. New categories they should have in the Oscars.
Most pretentious film people pretend to like to look clever.
Gavin Webster.
The best film of the year with no gay people, ethnic minorities or women in the main roles, but it's all right because it's Ken Loach.
Wow.
Fun enough he won.
Best terrorist video, and it actually would solve some of that because, you know, you know a few brown people be nominated, so...
Speaking as the person who's editing this together, you could come out of that very badly.
It'd be very good for my profile.
Yes. Any other new categories for the Oscars?
Person most regretting having sex with Charlie Sheen.
That could be anyone. I know I do. Right, next one. Things that should be classified as a disease.
Doing 70 in the middle lane.
Ooh, testify. Especially if they've not got a car.
Racism if you're over a certain age. Like, I'm sorry, Dr. Khan, but Nan's 70. She can't help it.
It'd be great to call into your work racist.
Yeah. I'd love to come in today, but I'm a bit racist at the moment. Somebody else is going to have to fill in for me as diversity officer for Jeremy Corbyn.
It would be great if it just kind of crept up on you. Like, you woke up this morning and you hate them.
Start off with a mild dislike for Jews, and then it just goes from there. I've seen it before. We've got a German in.
Not anymore.
Let's not anger them again. I cannot handle that admin backlog. Jeez, you would not have believed the amount of paperwork they caused me. I mean, the Christmas bonus was excellent. But...
I think that's the end of that round. A round of applause for that round, ladies and gentlemen. Round two, ladies and gentlemen, is the Gets My Goat round. Gavin Webster.
What gets your goat?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because happens to be practicing atheists. What's the point? You know what I mean? Do you know, I'm actually an atheist myself, but, I'm an apathetic agnostic. You know what I mean? As in, I don't think there's anything up there, but I don't give a fuck. It's great, honestly. But practicing atheists, I just don't see the point of it. If you're an atheist, great, you've won. You know what I mean? There's nothing there. Let's go to the pub. No, they've got to join clubs, haven't they? They've got to say, they've got to talk to each other and say, oh, it says in the book of Judith that there's fuck all. Absolutely. We're having a fuck all evening tomorrow. Do you fancy coming? Well, that's where we sort of do nothing. We're having a fuck all jumble sale. And, and you know, it's really great, this club. It disguises the fact that I'm really a frightened Christian. Now, mind you, me now wife used to go to the Sister Mary Magdalene Sacred Heart Church of the Northern Working Men's Club Comedian. Big fat bastard with sideburns and a dicky bow tie saying, hey, Jesus died for all our sins. Am I right? And we should shout, you're not wrong, cocker. And, anybody got up off their pew to go to the toilet, he turned on a piece and he says, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Where are you going, you fucking Methodist bastard? Come back here. You'll not piss holy water, you Baptist twat. And if she floats, she's a witch. If she sinks, she wins a speedboat. Now, yeah, that gets me goat.
Thank you very much, Gavin Webster.
Lovely. Next, Deliso Japonda.
You know what gets my goat is when governments ban things in a confusing manner. For example, the UK banned circus animals. Circus animals, because it's cruelty to animals, which I guess makes sense. But I realize now, in London, they must, in the zoo, have really overqualified elephants. Just looking around, saying, you know what, I can juggle on a tricycle. And you know, monkeys have no sympathy. The poor elephant's like, no, I used to be a star. And the monkeys are like, no, forget about it. Forget your past. And they're like, I'm an elephant. I can't forget. That's what gets my goat.
Wonderful. Thank you, Deliso. Finally, Mr. Gary Delaney.
All right. Thesauruses. I don't like them. I think they're completely pointless. Futile, inconsequential, ineffectual, worthless, unproductive, unnecessary, useless, irrelevant, aimless, absurd, impotent, inconsequential, ineffective, trivial, fruitless, insignificant, powerless, meaningless, unbeneficial, bad, unhelpful, unwarranted, crummy, lousy, poor, unacceptable, inferior, imperfect, deficient, defective, slipshod, crappy, wanting, amiss, and superfluous. And that's why I've never used one.
I don't want to worry you, but in the middle of that, Death was getting quite excited.
Mate, I am rocking a solid semi.
Yeah. Oh, you've managed to make being Death a little bit creepy. I hope you're happy with yourself.
I'm very happy with myself, yeah. You know when people say, you know, she got shagged to death? where that came from? It's me.
I don't know. I don't fancy your chances against a Geordie Lass on a Saturday night, to be honest.
No, neither do I.
That's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that spontaneous applause. The next round is called Cracker Jack. But Cracker Jack, it's called that because, wait for this, there's a reason. We've taken a cracker joke, like you have at Christmas, and then the idea is we give them the start, then they have to hijack it to get the end of it. Thank you for that patronising woo. It'll all become apparent. Right, we're off. An Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman go into a pub.
It explodes.
I'll be honest, I love that. Great joke.
Can I just clarify who we're blaming that on? Because I'm pretty sure my guy's going to get fucking arrested for it. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
It was a monkey puzzle tree and he couldn't get three down.
Or it was Hartley Pool and they were hanging it.
Very good.
What are you booing that for? I didn't hang the monkey. Sorry, the Germans look really confused. At one point, Hartley Pool, I've got this right, haven't I? They found a monkey on the beach from a crashed ship. And they hung it as a French spy.
Yeah, I was furious.
Yeah. The weird thing was...
This... Don't do monkeys.
The weird thing was, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Is there a death of monkeys?
Yeah.
Good, okay. We've all learned something.
Yeah, like every animal's got their own death.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't tend to hang out with them, though.
The one for pandas must be bored.
Yeah, no, he did a lot of his early work was good. He's trailed off recently.
Next question. What do you get if you cross a kangaroo with a sheep?
New Zealand.
See, we'll be racist to anybody. We're very fair that way.
You would get like a logistical nightmare in terms of fence building to keep the scientific hybrids in the outdoors, but to keep a lid on the top secret nature of the rather unusual form of animal husbandry. I would have thought, anyway.
Pretty sure we're not beating that as an answer. Right, next. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's your chance, Death. It's winter time, and it's...
Marjorie hasn't got her heating allowance through yet.
Nobody in the Labour Party in a Northern Council estate during the EU referendum campaign.
Right, what's the difference between a snowman and a snow woman?
The snowman earns more.
God. This is like fucking Countdown. Yes, I had that. I actually had that as well. Is that...
What happens if you dial 666?
Well, you need to dial the area code first. 2167, I think.
What actually happens is I earn 45p a minute.
That is a very specific chat line. Mainly goths, is it? Goths?
Mainly goths, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
The police show up upside down in America.
Okay. That's 911 in America.
Oh, sorry.
It's 999 here.
It's 999 here. Okay,
it's lucky you found that out because something could happen at some point.
The problem with what happened there is that because you're from Malawi and don't know about this joke, is you've just done the actual punchline to
is
the
that
joke.
The actual?
Yeah. The original punchline is the police turn up upside down. Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
I should point out, by the way, this is genuinely, last time, because Deliso's been on this show before, and thing is with these joke setups that you've all heard from crackers, they don't have them in Malawi. So we had like conversations where I went, a horse walks into a bar and Deliso goes, okay, why has he done that?
Yeah. And this is the first sense in which knock-knock jokes are very similar to clean drinking water. Even I'm not proud of that one.
Yeah, no. Doctor, how have you got two doctors? It doesn't work. Right, and
knock, who's there? Madonna to steal some more babies.
I shouldn't knock. She just comes in fucking uninvited, doesn't she? That's what she does.
Sometimes we cross paths in the hall.
Wow, this is getting dark. I mean, in hindsight, you bring Death on a show, you expect certain things to happen. But anyway, what do Boris Johnson and a pogo stick have in common? This is an audience suggestion, by the way. I'm not having a stroke.
Boris Johnson and pogo stick. One is a tool that helps you bounce. The other is just a tool.
I've never bounced up and down on Boris Johnson to delight a crowd of children. Use either of them to clear a minefield.
You could use either of them to help watch the girls do PE. I wrote that and I don't even get it.
Well, that round's over. That's a relief, isn't it? Next round, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Future News. And what happens here is very simple. Death, being all-seeing and all-knowing, has given me some headlines for the future. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start them, and then our panellists have to finish them. Okay? Here we go. Number one. Bong! Our top story tonight. Panic in Westminster following the discovery of...
Michael Gove's human suit.
Semtex in the cellar and a note saying, first Brexit, now a Catholic Britain, saying G Fawkes.
Right, bong.
I'll be honest, when he said we were going to do bongs in between every question, I thought this was going to be a lot more fun than it is. Is this seriously it?
Yeah.
Because I've brought quite a lot with me.
Well,
does anyone want to buy any?
Don't buy drugs off Death. It's just one tip ever. Don't buy your drugs
They're
off
safe.
Death.
It's fine. It's not laced with anything.
Bong. In local news, Newcastle man arrested after being found in possession of...
a cocktail in the Anson and War's End.
Our first round of applause for a joke that is not going to work 5 miles from here.
For the benefit of the tape, four of the people on stage are currently looking confused. And one is looking very proud.
Yeah, DeLiso is loving it.
Bong, following his resignation, Nigel Farage plans to...
write a book, tentative title, My Struggle.
If you've done the reading, that's very clever.
Join the Greens, he was only having a laugh about that Europe stuff.
Bong, and finally, dog proves he really is man's best friend by...
Shutting the fuck up during the after-match analysis on Match of the Day, unlike his wife and fucking 12-year-old daughter. No.
Boom! That'll do. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause at the end of that round. Please assume the position behind them, and then we've got to figure out who you're going to touch, because somebody sadly has to die.
Yeah, you say sadly. Been looking forward to this. One point of order, does it have to be my hand that touches them?
I thought about the cold finger of death.
What was your highlights of the evening so far?
I did enjoy Gav's little talk about sheep and kangaroos. That was good. That was a highlight. I liked it when DeLiso stopped trying to be clever and was just offensive. That was good. And Gary, 50% of what he said, very funny. The other 50%, we'll probably edit out, I imagine.
Well, we can't now, you've said it. Now we're going to put all of them in.
Yeah, no. Thanks for making sure that all of my many failures...
Yeah, good. No, I just want to make sure there's continuity and people know that, you know, it's very much throwing off shit, some of it'll stick.
Right, so, drum roll, please. Def, who are you going to touch? He's over Gary, he's over Lizzo, he's over Gav. Could be anybody. Oh. Gary Delaney! Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Delaney has died.
many times.
The tax inspector was sad to see you go, which is probably a hint of what you can expect coming in January. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been absolutely fantastic. Thank you to the wonderful people of Newcastle. So you saw Gary Delano, DeLiso Chabanda, Gavin Webster, and Death, who looked a bit like Rob Mulholland. I've been Queen McDonald. Thank you very much. Good night.
And there you go, that was Panel Beaters episode 1. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please give us a like and a review and stuff on the iTunes. Apparently that's very important. If you didn't like it, it was very postmodern and possibly above your head. So my advice would be just pretend you did, because all the cool kids will. If you want to come see it live, which is the best way to enjoy it, we're in September the 5th, the Newcastle Stand, and September the 14th, the Comedy Store Manchester. Or just go to panelbeaterscomedy.com and you can see all the dates there, the lineups, and you can join our mailing list with all the stuff we explained earlier. Thanks for listening all the way to the end, because I have to do this bit on my own. So, little treat, you might notice at the end of that episode I pronounced Gary's second name wrong. I'm going to do that on every episode I can from now on, because he's never going to listen to the end of this thing, and seeing as you have, it's our little secret, but don't tell anybody else. Outside of that, we've got to thank our friends who've been helping us out. Oxy did our design, John Cooper did our website, bensound.com for the music, and Richard Massera did the knob twiddling and doodahs. I've made him sound unnecessarily hoary there, but I stand by that description. See you next week. Cheers.